We're continuing today, Mirat Hashem, in Shoftim Perek Gimel. And in this Perek, we are introduced to two of the earlier Shoftim, the first being Asniel ben Kenaz, and the second one being Ehud ben Gera. During the days of Ehud ben Gera, we were oppressed by the nation of Moab, who was led at that time by King Eglon. And the Navi describes in great detail how Ehud created a whole plan in order to go ahead and assassinate Eglon, the king of Moab, in order to end the oppression of the Jewish people. And the Navi records something amazing. Ehud comes in, he has a sword hidden beneath his cloak, he asks for a private audience with the king. And the Navi says, Ve'ehud ba'i lavu hu yoshe ba'aliyah samakara asher lo levado vayomer Ehud. Ehud says to Eglon, Devar Elokim li elecha. I have word from God for you. I have word for God. So again, as Ehud comes, saying, I have a message from God for you, Eglon, the king of Moab. And the Navi responds, Vayaka me alakise. Eglon got up. And Chazal teaches, rabbis teach us something amazing, that it's fascinating to see that Eglon, the king of Moab, who obviously was no friend of the Jews, but yet when he hears that Ehud has a message from God, he stands up. And Chazal teach us that that act of reverence, that act of deference, that act of respect for the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a tremendous source of merit for Eglon. Such a great source of merit that he has a very famous descendant, a young woman by the name of Rus, who was the Alter Baba, was the great-grandmother of David HaMelech, which is something absolutely amazing, which tells us that the Messianic line, right, Rus gives birth to David, or there are a couple of generations in between, but Rus is the grandmother of David, and David HaMelech, founder of dynastic monarchy, the father of the Melech HaMashiach, which means that Mashiach ultimately traces his lineage back to Eglon, the king of Moab. And why did Eglon, the king of Moab, why does he have this chus to ultimately be the Zayd of the Messianic line? All because he exhibited kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when Ehud came and said that I have a word, I have a message from God, Eglon stood up. That one act, that one small act, that one deferential act, that one Kiddush Hashem, ultimately again merited him such a tremendous yichus going forward. And of course, the message is self-evident. It's not just big things that create a ripple effect in the universe. And it's not just heroic acts of spirituality that catch the attention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even the smallest things, when we exert ourselves in the smallest way, when we push ourselves even just a little bit here, a little bit there, when we just go out of our way to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do something for each other, there is no telling the ripple effects that even the smallest act could have. Eglon stood up and merits to have a grandson named Mashiach. And if we just stand up in our own way, do our own small act, engage in our own beautiful acts of holiness and spirituality, there's no telling what kind of results and realities we can create.